This is Real Estate News with Kathy Fedke.
Demand for housing in and around Dallas, Texas continues to soar. While investors have been pouring millions of dollars into creating more affordable housing, the metro is attracting so many people that tens of thousands of homes are still needed. Supply isn't expected to catch up to demand anytime soon. I'm Kathy Fedke, and this is Real Estate News for Investors. An article in BizNow says that investors have put a record amount of money into the area, but it hasn't done much to close the affordable housing gap. Executive Director of the Texas Affiliation of Affordable Housing Providers, Roger Arriga, says, "The demand is excruciatingly big. We haven't really even dented what the true need is for affordable housing." A 2023 report from the Child Poverty Action Lab says that the Dallas area needs an additional 33,000 affordable rental homes right now, and that without a serious amount of intervention, the need for rental homes will grow to 83,000 in another 6 years. The situation is also dire for home buyers due to a shortage of for-sale homes. BizNow cited one media source that says another 60,000 for-sale homes are needed for people with middle-income salaries. That would include essential workers like teachers and bus drivers. Senior Vice President for CBRE's Dallas Multifamily Team, Chris Duyer, is cited in the BizNow article saying that Dallas has so much going on for it, it's in the top 10 list of almost any top 10 list you've got. Home prices and rents have grown tremendously over the past decade, thanks to companies, jobs, and people moving into the area and creating strong demand. The Texas A&M Real Estate Research Center reports a 236% increase in the median price of a single-family home in the DFW area between 2011 and 2023. But the median price is still low by many standards at $285,000. Because of a surging population and demand for housing, Duyer says that officials are resorting to bond measures to stimulate development. One will go before voters in May for $61 million to promote development in three parts of southern Dallas. The federal government is also making it more lucrative for developers and investors with a low-income housing tax credit program. Texas is the second largest beneficiary of this program, and it's reportedly getting a lot of attention from developers. The director of an affordable housing group in Texas, Naomi Bludworth, told BizNow, "This is where the money is, so investors are going to invest here." The National Association of Realtors has also named Dallas-Fort Worth as one of the top two housing markets for this year. Austin's the other, and Houston is number six on the list. NAR's chief economist, Lawrence Yun, says the demand for housing will recover from falling mortgage rates and rising income, and the top 10 markets will experience a faster recovery in home sales. NAR is predicting that national home sales will rise a whopping 13% this year. That's after 2 years of lower sales. At Real Wealth, we've recognized this need for housing in the Dallas area since 2003. We started buying properties in and around Rockwall, Texas, just north of Dallas, for around $140,000 back then. That area was considered affordable at the time, but now those homes have more than tripled in value. Builders and investors have to move further and further out in order to acquire land cheap enough to provide the affordable housing that's desperately needed. This is why we started a North Dallas Rental Fund, which is now closed to new investment, but is still in the process of buying and renovating properties in North Texas. Our plan is to lease the updated homes to tech professionals who are moving to the area. My fund partner is also a property manager and helps individuals build their own rental portfolio. You can find out more about how to contact her by signing up for a free Real Wealth membership at newsforinvestors.com. You can also learn about the Dallas market by attending our live event on Saturday, May 4th in San Francisco. There's more information on that at our website as well at newsforinvestors.com. I'm Kathy Fedke. Thanks again for joining me here on Real Estate News for Investors.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to newsforinvestors.com.